1600 WWRL, welcome back inside All Things New York. We are looking at 2.7 million people in the state of New York who are uninsured. That is no surprise because everybody in New York knows somebody who is not insured. Alan Lubin is the Executive Vice President of the New York State United Teachers, and he's the co-chair of Balcony Business and Labor Coalition here in New York City. Good afternoon to you, Alan. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you this afternoon?
I am fine, and I'm very, very happy for what your organization is doing, a petition drive. How many signatures are you hoping to get?
We're hoping to get 10 to 20,000 petitions signed to spur the governor and the state legislature to sit down and start working on this issue.
We're looking at 2.7 million people, 25,000. I'd like you to get 100,000. Hopefully it will make that kind of quick imprint. Tell our listeners about your organization, the Balcony Business and Labor Coalition, and what prompted you to get involved in this petition.
Okay. The Balcony is a fairly new organization where we have community-minded businesses and labor people able to work together on whatever issues affect both groups.
Mm-hmm.
The first issue that smacked us right in the head was the healthcare issue, and we have had some extremely successful workshops across the state. We have three more planned, where we are actually reaching out and getting people to come and tell their stories and tell what's happening with healthcare and the costs and all the problems that we're facing with it. As a result of these people coming together, we're seeing that we know that the eventual resolution of the major healthcare problem is going to take place in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
However, Washington is not ready to do anything right now, and we believe that Albany can step up to the plate.
And we have seen instances where states have actually forced Washington to do stuff, i.e. the minimum wage bill.
That's right. That's right. And we think this is what has to happen with healthcare. If we do enough across the country in individual states, and we're not first. We should be first, but we're not. Massachusetts has done something.
Mm-hmm.
Maine has done something. Illinois is working with some programs. We haven't done anything to cap prescription drug costs in New York State. We haven't done anything to go after the large insurance companies that charge so much more in New York than they do in other states. There are things that could be done here.
And, you know, I don't really want to go afield, Alan Lubin, my guest, Executive Vice President of New York State United Teachers and co-chair of Balcony Business Labor Coalition of New York. I don't want to go too far afield here, but when you use the example of Boston and other states where they have taken a pioneering step, as it were, it disturbs me because whether you agree or disagree, when Governor Spitzer brought to the table the issue, the illegal immigrants getting driver's licenses, it is also a forward step to force Washington to look at a situation that they choose to look away from.
That's absolutely true. And just the public eye and public outrage over some of these problems can force Washington to start moving in the right direction.
There are seven principles to achieving affordable health care for 2.7 million New Yorkers adopted by your group, the Balcony Business and Labor Coalition of New York. Detail those principles, please.
Okay, we have the issue of universality that all New Yorkers and, of course, all citizens, all people in the country, not just citizens, should be covered through a health care program with insurance of some kind. People with pre-existing conditions are now denied insurance left and right, and they can get no help. So that has to go away. Everybody should be able to have health care in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We're one of the few countries that doesn't offer health care to everybody within its borders. Affordability. The insurance access system must be affordable to businesses. You know, representing a lot of small businesses now,
mm-hmm.
we have people who run little shops, little dry cleaning shops, little donut shops, who just don't have the money to provide health care that's the way they would like to for their employees. The government has to step in and help.
Mm-hmm.
Simplicity. We fill out hundreds and hundreds of forms. People are driven out of the program of getting coverage because they can't deal with the forms.
Yes, sir.
There should be one insurance form, and every insurance company should be told by New York State, use one form. So if you go to the doctor, you fill out one form. The secretary only has to deal with one form, no matter how many insurance companies are involved. And that alone would save millions of dollars in extra time and hours of time.
Mm-hmm.
Adequacy. The coverage has to be adequate to care for people's needs, including primary and, most importantly, preventive care. If we handle diabetes through preventive care, we're not going to handle it through surgery and people getting very sick and dying. If we just can educate people and offer clinics and places where people can go rather than go to the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
Efficiency. And that's the same idea, that make the services achieved more efficient by using the appropriate resources, such as the adoption of electronic medical records, bulk drug purchasing in our state, the reduction of the waste, and the unnecessary tests that some people take. Quality, we have to ensure and improve the quality. We have to work on our teaching hospitals. We have to keep people in New York State. There are parts of our state where you can't get a specialist.
Mm-hmm.
I was recently told that in upstate New York, in one area in Plattsburgh, they're talking about closing their teenage psychiatric unit because their inability to find doctors that can that will work there, and we're not producing enough doctors in New York State. So education of the medical professions, nurses, doctors, is important. Last one we have is eliminate the disparities on healthcare services and the discriminatory healthcare practices that are prevalent in our country.
I'd allowed you to articulate those seven principles because oftentimes folks speak of the situation here, but very few people are doing a comprehensive look at what is involved in remedying this health profession, this health industry that we are. And I like the concept taken by your organization. The AFL-CIO, along with the American Cancer Society, is joining with you on this petition. Over what period are you expecting it to go?
Well, we have a lot of partners, and we hope that over the next year or so, I am actually, you know, hopeful that if the administration changes in Washington, this will be one of the first issues dealt with. But this year, we want to see Governor Spitzer and our legislators deal much more actively with some of these problems that we're facing and start moving in the right direction and prodding, helping us to prod Washington.
The purpose of
this year, it's on the agenda. It's on our agenda for action this year in New York, and we hope within the next year or so in the country.
It will be on the agenda next year as long as organizations like yours bring it to the fore, because as we get closer and closer into that general elections, we can collectively put sufficient pressure, sufficient emphasis on the issues we need discussed, so the politicians, those aspiring for office, will in fact be discussing what we want them to discuss.
Well, thank you, and we promise to keep it on the front burner. We will be working on this issue until we see some results.
Our listeners would like your telephone number and a website where they can get more information or continuing information from your organization. Please provide that.
Okay. Our website is www.balconynewyork.com. And our telephone number is 212-219-7777.
212-219-7777. And they can get up to your website, balconynewyork.com.
That's correct.
All right. Then Alan Lubin, co-chair of Balcony Business and Labor Coalition of New York and vice president of the New York United Teachers. Thank you so much for joining us inside All Things New York.
Thank you very much, Rennie.
Bye-bye now.
Take care. Bye.